I'm into BDSM, but it's getting crazier with these allegations. So if I get if somebody alleges that their wives or their ex-husbands later do turn on them and do something that is on them.
Have you seen the film 50 Shades of Grey? David Kleck.
My abusive ex-girlfriend said that she was going to frame me for being a pedophile.
Welcome to Wife of War.
I still have the pictures just in case. I still have the pictures of her saying all the shit that she was going to do.
Regrettably, we are all out of alcohol.
I don't understand what's so bad. I'm telling the truth here.
Welcome to Wife Wars. I'm your host, Asterios Kokonos. With me, as always, is my co-host, Sriracha.
Hello.
We got Monkey Jones.
I'm back. Get used to it.
And special first-time Wife Wars combatant, Aspergers.
Oh, hey.
Asperger. What's with the name, man?
I went to my brother and I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a parody rapper. I need a name. And he's like, you should be Asperger. And I'm like, cool.
There's a lot less meat on the bone of that story than I was hoping for. I was really hoping we could stretch that. Where does Mumpkey Jones come from?
In high school, everybody mocked me for resembling a chimp. So I said, oh, you think that's funny? I'm just going to make that my identity, bitch. Good luck making fun of me. So I became Mumpkey because it's half human, half monkey. You know, it's a... God, what's it called when you put two words together?
Portmanteau.
It's a portmanteau, and that's my name.
English major, everyone.
It's a French word, so get fucked, bitch! Woo!
Monkey's off to a strong start. Not only did he call you a bitch, but his nickname story is much better.
That's true.
Much better.
Okay, all right.
Asperger, honestly, that was a
though,
real wild ride.
Having met me, would you agree that Asperger's fits my personality?
Too
monkey.
On the nail.
Hey, it's so on the nose, it's the entire nose. Okay, no, I like it. Sriracha, have you come up with like a backstory yet for your nickname?
I didn't make it up and I actually hate it.
You hate being called Sriracha?
Absolutely, I do.
Wait, but now we can make a new name for you now.
Yeah.
And that can be your new name. We can fix this.
No, you can't. You can't. It's like Golden Gay Time can't switch their name now.
What's they're Golden Gay it. Time?
It's a brand of Australian ice cream. They're called, I swear to God I'm not making this up, Golden Gay Times. Because they were made in the early 1920s when being gay just meant having a great time with your dudes and bros. Maybe going to a sauna, pumping a little iron. Like, hey, we're having a gay old time.
And you said this is an ice cream shop.
Yes.
Well, it's a good thing it's not a cake shop, because gays aren't allowed to eat cake in whatever city anymore.
I heard about
got
this.
Em!
That's Australia.
Wait, why am I
that's
high-fiving Australia. This? That's terrible.
She said
I don't
Australia.
Like they can't have cake.
Oh, you're right. That's
she said Australia,
sad.
Dude.
Why do you keep trying to catch him in lies and yeah. shit? Like, he said portmanteau perfectly. You're like, man, and yeah. Now he's talking about...
This
stop
is,
trying to zing
this
your
is
buddy.
2 years. This is 2 years of conflict.
Okay, how did you guys meet in the first place?
I want you to tell this story this time. What's your perspective?
Well, the perspective is...
Wait a minute, I'm sorry. Hold on. Asperger's, can you please leave the room and go to the bathroom for a second and cover your ears?
Yeah, we're going to see if we tell the same story.
Exactly. Yeah. He knew exactly what I was playing.
Because we're on the same wavelength. He's like trying to catch us up and shit and make us look bad.
Asperger's, go in the bathroom and cover your ears. Do it. Do it. Cover your ears. Okay, close that door.
Music.
All right, now let's see who has the more entertaining origin story. Okay. Mumpkey?
Now, what is that guy's problem?
Wait a minute. We have to really talk about him.
So if I'm talking like this into the mic, everybody can hear me very clearly, I have to assume.
Yeah.
So it would have been 2 years ago. I was, and still am, the leading expert of the Elliot Rodgers analysis community. And I just said Elliot Rodgers, even though it's Elliot Rodgers. So that shows a lot about the ineptitude of the leaders of this community. And I made several Elliot Rodger based videos on my YouTube channel, and then Asperger made an Elliot Rodger rap to celebrate the second or third annual Day of Retribution. But it was it's a very comedic satire parody fun rap, and I really liked it. And he was a fan of my work, so he sent it to me, and I asked him if I could use the song at the end of my next Elliot Rodger video because it was so funny and great. And then we just started talking from there. So he's like a fan who made a song that I liked, and then we started talking. And that's,
that sounds so nice. That's the nicest story about two comedians bonding over
a murderer.
A guy who went on a killing spree in Beverly Hills.
In Isla Vista.
Are you annoyed that every media outlet now knows the word incel spontaneously?
Oh, yeah. They're using it. Well, we can get into this when he gets back, because he loves the incels. But it's like... The idea that we're scared of incels because we think they might kill us for ostracizing them. So the solution is, let's ostracize them even more. What could possibly go wrong?
I just don't like it when every, like, I'm seeing the word incel on CNN and it makes me very uncomfortable.
And they're misusing it, too. It's like, everybody who can't have sex, I guess, is also a creepy murderer. Is that the message that they're trying to get across here?
Yeah, but the thing I really don't like is, fucking Jordan Peterson's like, you better fuck these incels before they go on a murder spree. It's like, okay, Jordan Peterson, relax.
Well, I think there's a happy medium between giving to the demands of people who want to kill you and write off everybody who can't have sex as being creepy monster man. I'm not putting it on you. No, I'm just saying. I think we're all in the happy medium.
I saw Ellen Power. Somebody tweeted at one point. Tech CEOs, you definitely have incels working for your organization. What are you going to do? And I'm like, finally someone is going to ask how often you fuck in interviews.
Yeah.
Finally. I've been saying this for a decade.
If you're a virgin, you cannot work in my company.
You cannot work for me because if you can't get laid.
You might be a danger to yourself and others.
Oh, no. I just assume you're very inept at everything.
Well, that too.
All right. Switch. Actually, both of you guys hang out in there for a minute. Cover your ears.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Have you considered kissing?
I'm getting really tired of the premise of Waifu Wars.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I just don't want to bring these losers on to argue about cartoons I don't care about.
Yeah, me too.
What are we going to do about it? Like, can we make these guys arm wrestle or something? Like, how do we get entertainment out of these two nerds?
Why don't we make them fight over incels?
Do you think we can make them kiss?
Yes.
Because you want that, right?
Yes.
Okay, how do we make them kiss?
We've got to do some sort of trickery.
Okay. One of their girlfriends is here. What if you kiss one of their girlfriends, they might kiss each other.
Absolutely not.
Okay, you sure?
Positive.
Okay, it would get them to do it.
You're just jealous because you didn't see it.
See what?
It happened before Elliot Roger committed his crimes. We all could have helped him, but nobody saw it coming. I think I could have helped him. I think a porg could have helped him. In our next episode of Porg Chatter, our sister podcast, we'll be discussing how a porg could have stopped Elliot Rodgers from going on a murderous rampage.
Burger, get out here!
It's what you get when you ask me to riff.
If you see an opening, take it.
You got it.
If you see an opening, take it. All right, so how did you meet Monkey Jones?
I found Monkey through some video about We Got to Age Kai, where he defends phobiophiles, pedophiles, and hebophiles.
Great start.
Yeah. Did he not mention that?
Wait, what?
Yeah, his uncle was a teacher, a music school teacher, who fucked a 17-year-old, and he went to jail for that. And his name was Uncle Alex.
Wait,
and,
what did he teach?
He taught music.
Oh, shit. See, that's funny, because my band teacher in high school also, well, he didn't go to jail, but he got fired after he found out he was fucking a student.
No, but he got tried, and he said that he wants to kill all the people on the jury who are being hypocrites. Because one of the best things he did was he showed like this skinny, malnourished-looking girl and said, okay, she's 16, and then like this curvy, like really full-bodied girl here, and it said 18 on this one and 16 on the other, and he said, well, which one's hotter? And of course, everyone says the curvy one with the huge boobs and everything, but he had the ages switched around. So the curvy one was actually 16, and the twig one was 18. So you all should go to jail by the same standards that his uncle Alex went to jail for.
Okay, you know? So it's not
pedophilia. If it's a phobiophilia.
Now, what would you say to the argument that a teacher in a position of power cannot elicit consent from a student?
That should get you fired. It shouldn't get you tried as a pedophile on a sex offender list.
Fair enough.
What would you say to the argument that this has nothing to do with how you met?
You asked the question.
We're just talking
a
bunch of shit about this guy's uncle?
You asked the question.
Why are you doing this? Why do you do the things you do? Why? I just asked you how you met. I just asked you how you met. Oh, you're saying he's a pedophile and he's got a pedophile uncle.
You asked him.
Get out of here, Monkey Jones.
He starts asking questions about your Uncle Alex.
So you got a
pedophile.
I explained
to him the situation.
Mumkey, please come back.
I didn't even get a chance to explain the story. He asked about your Uncle Alex.
You haven't seen my most viral video?
Mumkey. Wait, why are you so excited to talk about your uncle, a pedophile?
That's like the greatest piece of satire I've ever made.
Okay, so it was all a lie.
It's what made my career.
Okay, so you don't have a pedophile uncle.
I would be a high school teacher who's never been on the internet if not for that one video. That it literally changed my entire life. I never would have met her or any of you or any of it.
I met him through that video.
Yeah, it's.
Are you talking about the Be God of H card?
Yeah, yes. It's the single greatest achievement of my life.
Now, I think it's funny to note that a lot of people, or some people, did not know that that was satirical.
That's why I think it's a good piece of satire, because it seems so genuine when it's just like a guy screaming bloody murder about pedophilia.
And now he's going to be labeled as a pedophile for the rest of his life, even though he isn't a fucking pedophile. He's, if anything, an ephebiophile.
I've seen I've seen like the comedy video about, What are you doing to me?
He said, guess what? I had the age to switch around. You were attracted to the 16-year-old too.
I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
I was attracted to that curvy, luscious 16-year-old.
If it makes you feel better, the girl was not actually 15. I Googled hot young chick and an ugly chick. I'm pretty sure they were both over 18.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So you're not an actual ephebophile.
Let me see if I can get this back on.
Sure, can I explain? Can I go on about how I met him?
I think we're doing
great. We didn't
great.
Get to that yet?
No, he freaked out about your uncle.
No, I think we're good. I think we're doing just fine. Okay.
Wasn't this about anime girls?
I have a question for the three of you.
Three of us?
Yeah, because you're an anime head. You love this cartoon crap.
This is an anime thing and not a pedophilia thing.
Well, it's actually a little bit both.
Swear in the Bible that it's not a pedophilia.
Well, I'm sorry, but what I'm going to ask is, why do anime people discuss pedophilia so much? Seems like you guys bring it up a lot. A lot.
There's this guy.
Right.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
There's this guy. And you know how, like, you ever heard the stories of, like, the one blind ninja who destroys a village and, like, the one man, like, Prometheus stood up, or Spartacus stood up against the whole Roman army? There's one man. His name is Digibro. And he is the last line of defense for Loli Khan and pedophilia.
Have we brought up, Mumkey, have we discussed yet how Digibro's whole thing was, like, my freedom of speech is being violated because I can't jerk off to anime cartoons on Patreon. But then, didn't he kick you out of his podcast because he wouldn't tell his fans to stop ripping on his friend?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what
Nobody
happened.
Nobody else seeing the discrepancy there.
Oh, no, yeah, he's a huge hypocrite when it comes to free speech. I think anybody who's watched anything he's ever done would know that.
Oh, okay. Just
Just a given.
Just throwing that out there.
The sad thing is that he's, like, such a biggest problem in a Stereos fan. So for him to watch something that you're in of everybody just shitting on him for being like a dumb idiot, it's probably going to really hurt his feelings.
I don't know what to do about Digibro, and maybe we can all talk about it. Because on one hand, I say to myself, nobody wakes up in the morning and goes like, I'm going to be attracted to kids. Like no one like on no like to-do list, like pay electric bill, walk dog. Be attracted to kids.
Yeah, I don't wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to have a yeast infection today, but I definitely don't go around telling people about it.
Well, are you the
but
last
the problem isn't
for yeast infections?
The problem isn't that he's telling people about it.
No.
The problem is that he is it.
He's like, crusading. He
so he's
says
proud
it.
Of it.
He says, I am the last line of defense.
Those are both problems.
He thinks he's a soldier in the army of Loli Khan.
So we can all agree that A, it's not good to be attracted to minors, and B, it's not good to bandwagon behind it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
So here's the narrative of me on Waifu Wars.
Okay.
I come on, episode 2 I was on, and I think, oh, this is going to be easy. I've got a great waifu, Misa Misa from Death Note. I'm just going to come in and kill it. I'm going up against Sarantia. I'm a woman. Oh, that's going to be easy. Doesn't stand a chance, right? Women can't, you said they can't drive, they can't.
Can't drive, can't debate.
Yeah, it's going to be a piece of cake. I come in, I get fucking crushed. I get annihilated. Mumkey Jones, the anime connoisseur, the anime expert of the internet, comes in and gets fucking crushed by some wannabe anime female snob? I don't think so. So today, I'm coming in here with a fucking bloodlust. Because I wanted nothing more than to win on Asterios Kokonos' Waifu Wars, and I had that stripped away from me for some stupid
bullshit. Did you argue for Yo Watanabe on that episode too?
Yes. Well, you couldn't beat a woman in a debate, but you can beat a special needs kid.
Which is why I brought my own personal friend Asperger, because I know there's no way in hell I'm going to lose to him, because he's mentally deranged.
That's really smart. Good job, Monkey. Yes, look, if you set yourself up for success, and I'm really proud of you. That's the least anime thing I've ever heard. Like, you thought about what you were going to do before you did it. You're not acting out of pure emotion, logic, reason. I love it. Asperger, how are you going to beat Monkey today?
He said I'm mentally deficient. Only a mentally deficient person would love a 2D character as much as I love my waifu. Get ready to get destroyed, kid.
All right.
Nothing personnel.
Who's your... Okay, weird. Who's your waifu?
Hanada Hyuga from the series Naruto.
Hanada Hyuga from Naruto. Have you heard of Hanada Hyuga?
Yes, and I feel like... to form bond with Mumkey, I'm gonna have to argue on his side because she's just the worst.
Wow.
Sucks.
Wait.
All the Naruto waifus you pick the blind bitch.
She's not blind. In fact, she has eyes that make
her
see further. She
looks pretty damn blind.
She has eyes that make her look further than anybody else in
the
series.
One moment. I'd like everyone, Kibble, put a picture of her right here. I want you to decide if this person is blind.
She has the highest optical ability of any character because of those eyeballs.
Yeah, so do bats. Just because
they're not aesthetically pleasing, which, of course, women being shallow about looks, doesn't mean that she's a bad
woman. Wait. So you say women are shallow about looks?
Yes.
And that Hinata Hyuga has the greatest optical abilities in the world.
Oh, crap. I just set myself up because you're freaking you like
no, bang, bitch.
Oh, well, that's a shitty eyebrow.
That was
horrible. Boom!
Oh, my God.
Boom, bitch! I don't even have to finish that line of reasoning because everybody watching and everybody here knows exactly what the third sentence was.
I don't.
Look at Asperger.
I'm sorry, I don't get it. I don't get it.
If she has such good eyesight, and if women are shallow creatures, do you think she's gonna settle for him?
That's really mean, Monkey Jones. Oh my, no wonder I didn't get it. It was terrible!
I mean...
Aspergers, you're alright. Don't let yourself get bullied
Aspergers.
By... Okay, that is weird. You are kind of setting yourself up for bullying with the name Aspergers.
No, Aspergers is not his name. You're Freudian slipping all over the goddamn place.
Asperger?
Yes.
But it's the joke. It's the... All right, who's your waifu?
My waifu is Mr. Mime from the Pokemon anime.
Oh, no. Did you bring an ironic waifu?
Nope. You might think that. At first glance, it might seem like an ironic choice to counteract me bringing in my actual waifu last episode.
Right.
But upon further inspection, you will find that Mr. Mime is the greatest waifu, not just of Pokemon, but of any anime ever made, and I have never been more serious in my life, and I'm going to crush this. I'm going to fucking crush it.
Do you want to be married to Mr. Mime?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool, man. I'm not going to judge you. If you want to be married to a guy who only says his name, Mr. Mime,
see, you already
over
made a
and over
you
again.
You already made the mistake of saying he. Mr. Mime is a Pokemon, and 50% of them are male, and 50% are female.
So there's a Mrs. Mr. Mime.
Yes.
Yes, but she is called Mr. Mime.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I live in the year 2018, Asterios. I don't know if you know these preferred pronouns things.
No.
But people can go by any pronouns they want. I think even you on your own Twitter bio, please include a picture.
Yeah.
Include your preferred pronouns.
Oh, shit, pronouns. He does.
No.
He does.
And you know what? This, I'm giving you the typical liberal surrender hands. Because you know what? I'm not interested in making any aspersions about who you might be attracted to.
Thank you.
Whatever gender they may be. No, but here's what I'm saying. I feel like Mr. Mime or Mrs. Mr. Mime are both boring conversationalists.
Does it have to be Mrs.? Is she owned by her man?
Maybe it's Ms. Mime.
Wow, are we out cucking Asterios today?
Man,
getting
how
really,
holy
this
shit.
Is real. I'm really getting caught up. I'm really getting caught up in my
what,
own
what if there
bullshit
was a female,
here. You guys are really
a
doing
Mr.
a good
Mime.
Job.
Why can't it just be Mr. Mime? Why can't Mr. Mime be a man or a woman?
Hey,
maybe
you know what?
Mr. Mime is non-binary.
Mr. Mime? Mrs. Mime? If they want to be called them, it's all cool. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what I'll say. For the sake of the fact that we're all on a television show, we all need to communicate, let's all just use Mr. Mime, because that is, of course, what you brought this
that
character
is
in
the
as.
The character's name, so I would prefer if we use that name.
I would prefer it, too. Now, Mr. Mime, I feel like, would not be a good conversationalist. Mr. Mime can only say Mr. Mime.
Now, that's what you would think at first thought.
It is.
But the thing with Pokemon is, yes, they can only say their own name, but they understand English. So you can talk to Mr. Mime and it will understand everything you say. But also, a really good trainer who is really attached to their Pokemon, as I will be to Mr. Mime, can understand what the Pokemon is saying, even if they're just saying their name over and over again. Ash and Pikachu have full conversations all the time. And even if you don't buy that, even though it's completely true, Mr. Mime is a psychic Pokemon, so it can communicate with you telepathically. There is no communication barrier or problem whatsoever.
Can't Pokemon also, doesn't Meowth teach himself English?
Yeah, Meowth can speak English.
Like from a book or something? I don't remember how that happened, but he did definitely learn English to impress either a cat or a human that he wanted to fuck. I don't remember.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
Once again.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
Me-mouse, me-shells, my-do-me-mo!
Enunciate, please.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
She sells seashells by the seashore? Huh?
Excellent.
Hey! She sells seashells!
Okay. All right. That's hurdle number one.
I've thought of every single possible counter-argument, and I've worked it through my mind, because I'm determined to win this one.
Hey!
What would you do if you left your Mr. Mime at the daycare? And then the Mr. Mime fucked another Pokemon and laid an egg. Isn't that fucked up that the daycare trainers let them do that?
That is fucked up. I would not be taking my wife to a daycare and leave her there. So irrelevant. Maybe our children will, and then they'll make weird Pokemon eggs with each other. But that's not happening with my waifu.
Like, hey, I was in charge of your kid. He's pregnant now. Sorry.
And it seems you're doing this on purpose, because you've been in and out of here 30 times a day, and you've got 30 different eggs. Are you breeding them for, like, a genetically superior? This is some strange shit.
Sorry we brought another fertilized egg into the world. Give me $340.
Mr. Mime lays eggs.
All Pokemon.
They all lay eggs.
Yeah.
That was going to be my first point. So you're telling me your ideal woman... is a woman that comes from...
waifu. Your ideal waifu.
Your ideal waifu is a waifu that exists as something beneath you, as something that you capture and enslave, and you don't always have to make them battle in a dogfighting-based community. That is the Pokemon Center.
But if they don't battle, they get sad. That's the thing. Pokemon, in the universe of Pokemon, they love to fight, and they can get sick from not fighting. So you gotta make your wife fight all the time?
That's not really fucked up.
Not all Pokemon fight. I mean, the specific Mr. Mime I'm talking about is Ash gave his mom a Mr. Mime who does all the cooking and cleaning for her. That Mr. Mime does
who
not like to fight.
Doesn't pay rent, does all the cooking and cleaning, and, you know, is kept inside a Pokeball.
No, Mr. Mime at Ash's mom's house is not inside a Pokeball.
So are you telling me that if that Mr. Mime tried to walk away, Ash's mom is not gonna bring it back?
They're equal partners. They're best friends. They live together and take care of each other. Mr. Mime cooks and cleans like, I mean, I don't want to bring in, you know, gender stereotypes, but maybe that's what I'm looking for in a woman.
You're looking for a woman who is going to be subservient and just one that you can capture from the wild in a Pokeball, in prison, and then have to train to become your subservient housewife.
I mean, I'm not going to pigeonhole myself by your standards of how human and Pokemon come together.
Asperger's. I'm not buying that line of thought. I'm just gonna tell you right now. It's like, I don't feel like Mumkey Jones is looking for a subservient partner. Like, that's just not the vibe Mumkey's putting off right now. But what about the sex? Like, sex is a very important part of a healthy adult relationship. Like, have you considered tell me about the sex with Mr. Mime.
So, I mean, Pokemon... Mr. Mime is described in the Pokédex as being a humanoid Pokemon.
Okay.
So it's the shape of a human. It has the same human reproductive parts down there.
It does? Because it lays eggs.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, all Pokemon lay eggs.
A giant cloaca.
So that's going to be a little different.
A giant cloaca.
At least one.
Does it have... thank you. Does it have a cloaca?
I'm going to have to go back to biology.
That is a
class
bird reproductive system, which we spoke about at length on board, Jenny.
But if they lay eggs, a cloaca is an opening that allows you to deposit a single sperm into another mammal's cloaca, and then there's an egg.
The ovum.
That's the way it's a pre-fertilized egg. Like,
are you asking if I want to have kids with Mr. Mime?
No, sex. Forget the... I mean, look, kids is a long-term thing, but it's like, you know...
Are you... plunging your cock into Mr. Mike.
Yeah, that look. There's no reason to be gross about this. But it's just, I want to know, have you considered this?
Absolutely. If
okay.
Mr. Mime has a working mouth and vagina, and I assume butthole. So, yeah. I mean, let's go for it.
Okay.
I mean, have you seen The Miracle of Human Birth? It's also very disgusting.
You're right. No.
I don't know why we're judging us based on a Pokemon's reproductive organs opposed to a human's. They're all equally gross.
I feel like I'm not judging. I just want to make sure you've thought about this because I care about you. You're a friend of mine. I don't want you to end up with somebody who you're incompatible with. Literally incompatible with.
Asterios, I am a contestant on Waifu Wars. Do you think I have gone a day without thinking about these things, perhaps in a masturbatory manner?
Well, Asterios, I think a lot of people would say that two men are not compatible. But I sure wouldn't say
that
was wrong.
She said it.
She said that. She's comparing
gay
relationships
people
to Pokemon on man fucking. You know
what? Liberal surrender hands.
Wrong with that.
Liberal surrender hands. No. You know what? I was, of course, speaking about biological incompatibility, seeing as they're different species. I'm not speaking about their ability to love for each other or care about each other.
But they have butts. Like, you know, did you just say they have working butts?
I think I've torn down everything about Mr. Mime. I want to talk about why you like Hinata.
You know what?
Yeah, let's go back to blind bitch.
I got to agree. Monkey, bulletproof defense.
I could go even further into this.
I'm sure you could. I want to hear about this blind person for a little bit. But it's like, I just want to say, Monkey, very good job. Okay, Asperger's. Tell us about it.
I see all three eyes. Like, they're like already, I lost.
Well,
Sriracha already at the start is like high-fiving. Like, but we got this guy.
But honestly, this show comes down to who do I think is the best. Like, don't worry about them. I want to hear about this blind person. Now, look, I like
she's not even blind.
Okay, well, she sounds blind.
I like it. That's the photo right here.
Okay.
Right here.
Okay. Now, look, Daredevil. Daredevil's a character who...
She's not blind.
She's not? Why do you guys keep calling her a blind bitch?
Because her eyes don't have pupils. They're just all white. They're glazed over.
Oh, but does she have psychic sight or what?
She has normal eyesight and has...
Where's her pupils?
Hey, pull up a picture.
She moves by echo.
She doesn't have pupils.
She does not move by echo.
Okay, so she's blind.
No.
Okay, so she just doesn't have pupils, but she
just
can see perfectly.
Just because you don't have pupils doesn't mean that the reflection of light cannot go into your eyes and be read
optically
through your
brain. Biology says not correct.
Does she look
okay,
blind?
This girl's creepy looking. But Mr. Mime's creepy looking too.
I was about to say, and Mr. Mime's fun?
Oh, wait. Can we all agree Mr. Mime looks creepy? Because I can fix that.
Yes.
Pokemon can learn different Pokemon attacks and abilities, and TM45 teaches Mr. Mime an attack called Attract, which, if it uses Attract, you fall in love with it and think it's the most beautiful thing in the world. So even if you aren't attracted to Mr. Mime, even though I am, but even if you're not, it's a perfect waifu, because it can use an attack that makes you fall in love with it. And before you say, oh, isn't that deceptive? Well, I want to hear a thing or two about makeup and all these hair extensions before I hear about deception and beauty, Asterios.
True, makeup wears off in 2 to 5 turns, too.
It's true! It's a bulletproof comparison! But back to the blind bitch.
All right, tell us about Blindo. Like, she can't see, so she has superpowers that let her see.
Her name is Blind Nata Byuga.
Am I even gonna be able to get past the point that she's not blind, or should I just like
walk
off? Let's
forget the appearance thing. Tell me about her personality.
Wait, a blind is an appearance thing?
She uses clicking to find.
She doesn't even click. I don't know where to begin.
Fruits and nuts.
Where do I have to start from the beginning? Hinata Hyuga is a female. Right, and I'm into those. Okay, so that's point number one. Okay,
it's weird that you said that. That's okay, we're in Brooklyn. These are it's just a gunshot. Please tell me more about this anime character.
Someone is dead, just like your waifu's eyes.
That was the sound of my chance of winning.
Getting shot.
I don't know. I don't like Mr. Mime.
What? Burger, I didn't
tell
want
me about
to
your character.
Easy. I want you to have confidence. I want this to be a challenge. Even if you win, I want to feel like you earned it.
Again, it's just gunshots, guys. It's not a big deal. People fight and they solve their problems with violence. But we solve our problems with discussions here on Waifu Wars. Now, okay, what does she do for a living?
She is a kunoichi, which is a female ninja. So
that's cool. Female. Ignore the gunshots.
Is there an elementary school across the street?
Guys, you're all getting too worried about it's Brooklyn.
She
you know what we call
for
this?
Coins.
You know what we call gunshots in Brooklyn? The Brooklyn Bird Call. Because it's just like, oh, it's you forget it after a while. No, she's a ninja, you said.
This is what Trump's America has done to you, Asterios.
Have you heard of the Purge? This is always the Purge here in Brooklyn. You know that show, Girls? That's like a very small part of Brooklyn. We live in the... Brooklyn is actually the largest city in the world.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Brooklyn's not a city.
Brooklyn is a... It's considered a city. It's a... What is it? A borough.
Yeah.
The largest county in the world is Los Angeles County, but the largest city is Brooklyn. Yeah.
I thought New York City was the largest city.
Well, yeah, but it's like... But then Brooklyn's a city with a... New York City is like a county.
Nobody lives in Manhattan. It's too expensive.
It's too expensive. All right, enough of talking about Brooklyn. All right, so she's a ninja, you say. That's fun.
She's a female ninja. And
horrible accuracy.
She's not blind. I don't know how many times I had to emphasize the fact that... In fact...
Give us some confidence!
In fact, the Kekka Genkai is literally that she sees better than anybody in the anime. She is literally the most opposite of blind.
Like Daredevil, where he doesn't have human sight, but he's got 360 robot vision.
I'm supposed to win Waifu Wars, but I can't even talk about my waifu. Like, what am I going to say? Are you going to believe anything I say about her? Since
she's a ninja.
I can't get you guys past the fact that she's not blind.
Look, I'm telling you right now, I've seen a picture of her. She's much better looking than Mr. Mime. And appearance does count for something. Because it's like, because you know what? We're attracted to who we're attracted to. We shouldn't feel bad about that.
How does she know if she's attracted to me if she's blind?
She's not blind, right?
Thank you.
Okay, just tell me more about...
We just
what
did
does she
duck
for...
season, wabbit season in lifetime.
Okay, she's a ninja. She's got she's got some sort of magic sight, super sight.
Anata Hyuga is the heiress to the Hyuga throne.
Hot.
Okay?
That's good.
She is a princess. She is royalty. However,
I love it.
She did not grow to her fullest self when she was a child. So she...
And like most royal families, her cousin beat the shit out of her. Yeah.
What? Sriracha what?
I said, and like most royal families, cousin around. Beats the shit out
of her. Her father thought that she wasn't good enough to carry on the mantle of the throne.
So her cousin beat the shit out of her?
Well, that's not
her fault.
So she already didn't have confidence to begin with. She had a very troubled childhood. She didn't believe in herself. But over time, you gotta get them while they're down, dude.
No, that's not what I was thinking at all. I was thinking that you probably had a troubled childhood and you don't have confidence, so that like something about this person is ringing your bell.
Yes. I'm just imagining her with the target for shooting stars and like missing.
She can't see. She's not blind. Mr. Mime can be female. She's not blind. How come the name is Mr. Mime? We skipped over the female
thing.
They
definitely can and have Pokemon of each sex. Have you seen that Kira Lee?
Have you seen her look further than anybody in the anime? Because that's all she... This is the majority of her power.
I've seen her walk into a tree.
Okay.
Can you tell us why you like this waifu?
Yeah, help me here.
Over time, she learns to be confident into herself. And through the people that taught her to be confident into herself, she learned that she loves these people and she protects them and she wants to make them confident in themselves. So what in essence is what I'm saying is that Hinata will always believe in you and will always be there to back you up. And we see this when a literal god destroys the entirety of her hometown in one anime move, and the hero, our protagonist, Naruto, is facing him alone. Everyone else is dead or in the sidelines watching the protagonist fight, you know, because he's the protagonist. I'm not going to do anything to get in the way. And this man has our protagonist, Naruto, on the rope. He's impaled by metal spikes that prevent him from moving in the stone, and he's just about to kill him. And who comes to save him but none other than Hinata Hyuga, who will always defend the people that she believes in, the people that believe in her, and the people she loves, and make sure that they're on the path that they need to be, and that they're focusing on what they believe in, despite the fact that she knows that she is certainly going to die facing this guy. Everyone else is in the sidelines, knowing that, I can't even, like, look at him because he's gonna kill me.
But she can't see him because she's blind, and so what you're saying is her blindness, which is a weakness, has become a strength. Oh, that's brilliant.
I would like to change my waifu to Mr. Mime.
Okay.
Hey, you guys want to hear... I got a great idea for a Naruto podcast. You guys want to hear my idea? So it's you watch every episode of Naruto, and it's like Star Wars Minute, except instead you estimate what percentage on a scale of 0 to 100, what percentage are they ninjas and what percentage are they wizards? Because they start out as ninjas, and then at the end of the series, they're like killing God.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about it. This Naruto, I hear they run with their arms in a weird way.
Which I think for the post bonus part of the episode, we should get footage of you doing that in Brooklyn.
I should dodge bullets like that. All right, I'm super into that. Okay, you know what? Settling whose wife was best with a Naruto race is a pretty good way to settle whose wife was best.
How is that even fair? I'm twice his size.
Yeah, which means you
unless we're doing it downhill and I start rolling.
Which means you have more leg strength.
How about we have to blindfold you so you can be on your waifu's lap?
Yeah, exactly. So you can live out your waifu's existence. A blind woman who can only see with her feet and hands.
Every episode of Waifu Wars, and unless you shit on one thing that isn't even true, every other waifu that isn't your friend, then I'm going to be pissed.
Asperger's, we're friends.
We even said monkeys in here. Like I got humiliated last time. What the hell is this? I can't even talk about my waifu. I tell this whole thing about how I want a woman who supports me, who's always gonna be there for me, and then you instantaneously jump to a blind joke.
And who gets to go to the front of the line at Disney World?
Exactly. She gets to go to the front of the line at Disney World.
What is your integrity for the show here? Do you care about the waifu, or do you just want to find something that you think is funny and then shit on the other person?
He's trying to deconstruct the concept of the show.
While on the show, not very waifuly behavior.
No.
Okay, here's what I'll say. I like that your character is supportive, and I think that's really cool that she, like, helped out when Naruto was fighting God. That sounds cool. She sounds like a really cool partner. Like, I'm looking for, like, a supportive partner who, like, you know, who's gonna be there for me to help me out in her own way.
Later in the show, there's a time when somebody very important dies.
Uh-huh.
Right? And Naruto, the protagonist, is being tempted to the other side because why am I fighting if the people I love are gonna die? Why don't I just join their side and end everything and let us succumb to pretty much mental enslavement where everyone can be happy in a fantasy. And she just smacks him and says, no, that's not who you are. You know who you're fighting for. You know your morals, and that's not you. And she snaps him back into it, and they win in the end. And without her, that would have never happened. That's the kind of wife I would want, is when I'm at my lowest, when I hit the rock bottom again, as I will inevitably, I want somebody who's going to pull me out of that and tell me, no, this isn't who you are. It's not time to give up. Don't give up.
I gotta say, you're making a lot of good points. I'm looking for somebody who can pick me up when I'm down, who can convince me, even when I think I'm wrong, when I'm right, who's willing to stand up to me and say you're wrong. Like, this is all very healthy partner mechanics that you're pitching me here. You know what I mean? Like, Naruto was sort of blind to what he should have done in that scenario, but she helped, the person with the least amount of sight helped him see what he should do, and I just think that's pretty cool.
It's beautiful in a way.
Sarancha, Mr. Mime, or Blindo? Well, who are you thinking?
Are we going to the end?
No, I just want to check it with Sarancha because she's not doing a lot of time, because she's my co-host.
Oh, definitely, Mr. Mime. I can't deal with the blind shit.
All right.
It's biased here.
Now, you knew who this person was before he started talking. Like,
no, she didn't. Her first point was, oh,
yes,
the blind one?
And yeah, and I knew exactly who it was.
Tell me about this. Can you tell me about this character? Because I want an unbiased opinion.
Hanada Hyuga is your, what we call in the biz, a moe blob. She's very cute, and she's blind. And that's it.
Oh, Hinata's blind.
Blind. B-L-I-N-D, what I've been saying this entire episode is. Get on the
Jesus
train.
Okay.
So she's very cute, and she's got a crush. I would say an unhealthy crush on the protagonist of the series, Naruto. But I guess it's fine because they get married in the end.
No, she does not have a crush on the protagonist, Naruto. She has a crush on the first person to stand up for her. The first person to actually believe in her.
Which is Naruto, you pedantic fuck.
Yes, but you're trying to say that he just has a crush on somebody apropos of nothing.
No, I didn't. Don't put words in my mouth, Jack.
He didn't say that. Every time you try to, like, catch someone, it doesn't work. Because, like,
I'm not going to win this. Everyone's on Mr. Mime.
All I fucking said
I'm not attracted to Mr. Mime.
Can I say, speaking of trying to catch somebody.
Yes.
Back to my Pokemon discussion. Do you know how Pokemon have levels?
Yes.
So, I imagine that my Mr. Mime is level 18. And I'm just, my Mr. Mime, she is level 18. On an unrelated note, Asperger, how old is Hinata Hyuga?
I am talking about the strong Hinata Hyuga who stands up for herself, as depicted in Naruto The Last, when she is 22 years old.
No. Everything you've described of the character is when she was 12. Well, every character moment you've discussed is when she is 12.
Yeah. Her childhood defines who she is as an adult. I like who she is as an adult because of her experience.
He's in love with the 12-year-old version of this character.
But you're in love with someone who only says Mr. Mime and has weird Mickey Mouse gloves and a clown head.
And you literally have to enslave. To bring home.
I mean, if I have to re-bring up my old arguments, I will. A good trainer and their Pokemon can understand each other, so the Mr. Mime thing is irrelevant. And the way that they look, I'm attracted to it, so it doesn't matter to me. But if somebody else isn't, it can just use the attract move on you, and it works.
Can you grow to that relationship without attract and without enslaving the Pokemon first?
It's a lot of work. Like, what you're pitching me is, like I have to capture the properly leveled Mr. Mime so that it's not pedophilia. I have to find a TM to teach it a spell to get me to like it. I have to spend a lot of time in order to develop like a communicational dynamic. Whereas with this character, it's like, I feel like, you know.
Well, Asterios, if I can butt in, it sounds like everything you just described is what dating in Brooklyn is. You have to go out and find the right creature and somehow use a spell to capture it and give it a potion to make it think you're attractive to you can take it back
coming.
To your house.
I saw this
Everything you just said is how you probably got every girlfriend you've ever had. Am I wrong?
No.
This
guy's good.
This is bullshit.
Now look, I'm not attracted to Mr. I'm going to tell you right now,
Asperger's.
The
only chance I have is to get you, because first off, Sriracha already hates the blind chick.
But that means something, because Sriracha...
What if I want to rearrange the furniture? It's not going to work.
I gotta say, Sriracha knows who this character is, and I know. So, like, Sriracha's insight here is pretty valuable.
How does she know the character? The first thing she says is fundamentally wrong about the character.
Yes, okay, emphasis on fun.
How about this? She's annoying.
What makes her annoying?
She can't talk.
She was unconfident as a child.
Don't interrupt Sriracha, please. Now, please, do your impression of this hilarious character. Because that was really funny.
Me, but...
But she was doing a bit. It was a great bit. She was doing a great
bit. What I was saying was funny. She's a stuttering idiot. That's all you need
to
know.
Can you do your stuttering idiot? I want to hear your impression of Himata, whoever the fuck.
Naruto. I hope Naruto's in class today so he could see me get my ass kicked by my car.
Wow, she's not painting a good picture of your wife, I swear to God.
Is it better than a... Mr. Mime! Mr. Mime!
Okay, please, it's 11:30 at night in a very violent part of town. Okay.
I can't wait with this.
No.
I can't do a single goddamn
look,
thing.
Look, man, look, you've scored so many points by speaking openly and honestly about why you like this character. And I feel like you even successfully parried... I feel like you even successfully parried the pedophile offense. Like, by pointing out that this character's 22 by the end of Naruto. I mean, Naruto, what is there, like 1,000 episodes of this goddamn show? Is one of those things?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And isn't there like a Boruto too, where like we follow his dad?
That's about her son.
Okay.
It is cool.
And I'll just say Boruto is a little shit, and that show sucks.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Your wife who raised like a little asshole kid?
It's sort of like, you know, how Harry Potter tells a complete story, right? And then they come out with Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Yeah.
Does it really take away from the good story that is Harry Potter itself if the spinoff is absolute garbage?
Successfully parried. You guys are very evenly matched.
Oh, we want to parry. Okay. Well, then if we're going to talk about spinoffs making the character relevant, how old is Hinata on the final episode of Naruto?
The official
episode of Naruto.
Yes, Naruto the Last. It's literally called The Last. The title of it is The Last. It's a movie.
Naruto
just
ends.
Because it's a movie. It is written by the writer. It is written
sounds
by
like
the
you're defending it.
Sounds like a spinoff to me. The final episode, she's still 15. All the 22-year-old is a spinoff movie that takes place like
It is not a spinoff movie because...
It's not part of the show. It's a movie.
The show is an adaptation of the manga. In the original manga, that is the ending to the manga. They just made it a theatrical release.
No. The final episode, she is still 15. You're talking about a movie that is not part
it's
of
literally
the Naruto
called
anime
Naruto
show.
The Last. It is. You have to go see it in order to see the ending to the show.
Will it air on Toonami after the finale of the show?
Yes. Of course it will.
An episode. It's a movie.
It's an ending. Some series have a series finale that is a movie.
Now, are we talking about the anime or are we talking about all the spin-offs and movies that are attached to the anime? Because the final episode of
This is the movie written by the person who wrote all the episodes. Boruto, the spin-off, is not written by the creator of the show.
She also got held back. in ninja school.
She got held back in ninja school?
Naruto didn't even get into ninja school.
Don't cut her off.
Because she got the shit beat out of her by her cousin. So they held her back.
She got held back in ninja school.
Yeah, because you have to advance in ninja school, you have to beat the shit out of another ninja. And she gets paired up with her cousin. Who beats the shit
And her cousin is also blind and has the same exact powers.
Yes.
And then their powers is that they both poke each other. And then he poked her harder and she fell over and died.
Okay. He got beat up by a blind guy?
Can I reflect this?
She got beat up by a blind guy?
Can I reflect this without interruption? Because this is a long reflection.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
First of all, she graduated from ninja school, right? Mm-hmm. What she failed was the chuning exam. When you graduate from a ninja school, you're officially a ninja. You can start doing ninja missions for the village. They have rankings on how difficult these things are. They're not going to send a fresh graduate to go assassinate the freaking leader of the neighboring village, right? So you have to pass these tests in order to rank up. She failed something called the chuning exam, which is the first step above Genny. And in the tuning, and in a militaristic society, it's a meritocracy. So yes, you do have to win in battles in order to rank up. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a village because you'd be sending children to go fight wars.
Guess who else ranks up by going into battles?
Mr. Mrs. Mime!
That's not relevant, though. Again.
Okay, guys, my decision.
We had our own tuning exams in high school, and they were called standardized state tests. And I knew a guy that failed that, too. And let me tell you.
Was he blind?
The fight between her and her cousin was also important to her character.
Okay, you've convinced me that it's fine.
No, you need to listen to it because it's part of the character. It's part of the character why I would like it because... Uh-huh.
I've already told you've convinced me.
Okay,
you can keep going if you want, and you can unconvince me.
I've been attacked.
No, you haven't. Honestly, you haven't. It's just bants and jibes and japes.
I've known this man for too long. I know he hates me.
He doesn't hate you. He loves you. He brought you here to my apartment. Okay. Look, here's what I'm going to say. And Sriracha, if you disagree with this ruling, you can veto it.
Okay.
You got the co-host veto.
Okay.
Okay.
Who's the winner?
Well, let me explain.
No, I want to hear the name of the winner first.
No.
Okay.
Let me roll this out. But you can veto it.
Okay, here's my veto button. I'm getting ready to push.
All right. Now, guys, if it were up to me, Monkey, I feel like you've given an incredibly good defense. I feel like you and Mr. Mime are actually a really fun kind of power couple. But I think you need your waifu. I really do. I think you need, like, a girl who will understand you, listen to you, support you, back you up, take care of you. When God's trying to destroy your village, she'll go like, no, Aspergers. No. Aspergers, you'll be great. Aspergers, don't worry, Aspergers. Just Aspergers, get out there and just be as Aspergery as you can be.
No, Aspergers.
But.
She's blind.
Somebody who can go, Aspergers, I love you, Aspergers, even if you don't love yourself. I love you, Aspergers, even though your life's a mess. Even though it's like a horrible, horrible, inflamed cyst. Just a pussing, oozing mess of a life. Just because I'm in love with a 15-year-old, just because you're in love with a 15-year-old girl doesn't make you a pedophile, because eventually that character gets older in a movie that no one saw. So, Aspergers, I'd love to say that you win waifu wars. But unfortunately, it's not up to me this episode. For the winner of Wife Awards is the first person who wins the Brooklyn Midnight Naruto Run.
On your mark, get set, Naruto Run! Jones, congratulations! You won the first ever Brooklyn Midnight Gunshot Naruto Run! Tell us who you did it for!
I did it for my waifu. You could say perhaps the best waifu of the night. One Mr. Mime. Thank you.
Okay, Aspergers, you lost. That was rough. Tell us how you're feeling right now, Aspergers.
Oh, you men. Oh, you sexually active men. I hate you. I hate you. And I can't wait to give you exactly what you deserve. Utter annihilation.
Yeah. Sorry, we're filming.
No, it's all good.
What would you tell Hinata?
That was.
Yeah, would you give an Elliot Rodgers speech to Hinata?
What would I tell Hinata? You're too good for me. I'm gonna go kill myself.